With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Some birds have started their annual migration to or through the Northwoods. Soon they'll be coming in droves. The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin is encouraging people to get out and see them while also supporting work to protect and restore bird habitat. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Not even the rumble of cars over the bridge on Kemp Street can drown out the sounds of birds on a spring morning in Rhinelander. Frank Schroyer is a land conservation associate with the Northwoods Land Trust. Thursday morning at the Riverwalk Trail along the Wisconsin River, he was pointing out the yellow rump warblers, red-winged blackbirds, and pine siskins.
There's a phoebe over there. I'm getting distracted.
Schroyer will be putting his birding skills to the test next month as he and a team from the Northwoods Land Trust will be taking part in the Great Wisconsin Birdathon. He'll actually be participating with another team as well from the North Lakeland Discovery Center Bird Club. Next month, each team will spend a day in the woods or on the water, listening and looking for as many bird species as they can.
It's a fun way to force yourself to get around and just look at birds all day kind of thing.
While they count birds, people donate money that goes towards the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin's Bird Protection Fund. Last year, 72 teams across the state raised more than $122,000. Somi Gadamidi is the events and donor relations coordinator for the foundation.
That supports Wisconsin's highest priority bird conservation projects, and it ranges from restoring habitat to monitoring bird populations and research and education outreach efforts.
Habitat destruction is one of the biggest drivers in bird population declines. In addition to the work the foundation will do with the money raised during the Birdathon, local nonprofits that participate, like the Northwoods Land Trust, keep 50% of the money their team raises.
When we talk about what the Land Trust does, it's land conservation, which is habitat conservation, which is bird conservation. So it's a fun way to kind of have an impact as an organization and support the Bird Protection Fund too.
The Great Wisconsin Birdathon is going on now through June 15th. There are many ways for people to participate. We have those details at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Two people went to the hospital after a crash on Highway 17 north of Rhinelander. The Pine Lake Fire Department said they got called out to assist at 3:45 p.m. Thursday afternoon. A pickup truck had apparently crossed the center line just south of Cross Country Road and struck an SUV headed the other direction. Both drivers were hurt and taken to Aspirus Hospital. A helicopter was also called and routed to Aspirus Hospital. Traffic backed up in both directions on Highway 17 as the road had to be shut down for a time. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department and Rhinelander Medic 91 also responded to the call. First responders are thanking their dispatchers for all they do during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. It's a call no one hopes to make, but one that dispatchers at the Marathon County Sheriff's Office receive nearly 175,000 times a year. Every time they pick up the phone, they're expected to remain calm and assist in any way they can, no matter what the person on the other end is going through. Lieutenant Corey Gladden oversees the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center.
When we hire new dispatchers, we understand that they're going to be have to dealing with those type of calls. So making sure that they have a supportive system here at the Sheriff's Office and in their home lives to be able to deal with those type of calls.
While they might be a big help to the person calling, Gladden says they're just as valuable to law enforcement.
Our dispatchers are trained to gather as much information as they can, whether that be through active listening or using probing questions to get as much information so we can provide either fire, law, or EMS.
Gladden says dispatchers often work long hours, but that they're able to get through it because they know how important their job is. Gladden said that this week is a good opportunity for the public to show their appreciation for the ones who connect them with life-saving help. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A house explosion and fire Wednesday night in the Wood County community of Saratoga didn't result in any injuries. No one was home when it happened. The Wood County Dispatch Center received a call for a reported house explosion in the 7,000 block of Pinehaven Court in the town of Saratoga. The Wood County Sheriff's Department release said fire departments and law enforcement were dispatched to the scene, and when they arrived, the home was fully engulfed in flames. The homeowner was contacted, and it was confirmed that no one was inside the residence. The cause of the explosion and fire remains under investigation. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. With the return of nicer weather comes the start of road construction season. The city of Rhinelander will be working on Courtney Avenue. The section between Pelham and Oneida will be closed. This is the stretch between the Circle K gas station and Kids Corner. People should still be able to access all the businesses along the road, just not from the Courtney Street entrances. Construction is weather-dependent and expected to start Monday. Despite a recent policy victory, Wisconsin labor leaders still express concern about the current environment for shielding young teens from unsafe work conditions. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers this month vetoed a bill that would have expanded the elimination of required work permits for those under 18. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale says these are policy fights advocates thought they won decades ago when minors often worked in dangerous conditions. But she says there's a strong push to chip away at protections.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
The Economic Policy Institute says rollbacks have been approved in a dozen states the past few years. And while current efforts are thwarted in Wisconsin, Bloomingdale worries about similar debates in future sessions. Backers of the Wisconsin bill say the goal was to reduce red tape for families. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.